we purchased a guitar so that Jenna could learn how to play the guitar. And I got me a keyboard because we wanted to do it just a guitar, acoustic guitar, and a keyboard at some of her shows. I don't really like being out front. I'm more of a behind-the-scenes type of guy.
Right.
On some of Jenna's songs, she had me backgrounding on some of the tracks. She pushed me out front. Like when we have a Christmas video called Dear Santa, and that's my alter ego on there, Cali Cal. If you want to see something funny, when you get time, pull that video up.
Repeat that, please. Repeat that.
It's a video called Dear Santa by the lady songbird Jenna, and I'm Cali Cal in it.
Hold on.
The song is about she wrote a letter to Santa Claus asking about a particular man, okay, what she wanted, but he sent me the wrong kind of man. So it's a fun song. It's
okay.
Really fun.
Yeah. Hey, do you have that MP3 on that?
Yes.
I'm sure we do.
Send it to me.
Okay.
Okay. Send it to me. Okay. And I'm going to check out the video also on that. Mike, you're leaning up for a reason.
Yeah. Well, because I asked Jenda and I've asked Howard, and Jenda, you did a wonderful explanation of your background and what got you in music, what really truly inspired you. But we didn't really give Howard a chance to finish where, you know, what was your upbringing? What involved? Why did you get involved? Who inspired you? Give us just a little bit.
The crazy coincidence between her journey and my journey. I come from my mother had 6 siblings, and all of them sung in the choir. My oldest uncle.
There we go. Another connection. Another common connection. Sorry to interrupt, Howard. Go ahead.
My oldest uncle's name is George Jefferson. I was told that he had a chance to sing with the OJs. My uncle Truman Taylor put out a 45 back in the day. My mother, when I was young, I used to be in a gospel group called the Gospel Angels, me and my sisters, and a lot of the neighborhood kids. So we did a lot of singing growing up as well. Mm-hmm. I have a passion for music. And then once I met my wife and she do what she does, it's as if I'm on stage with her. You know, we're one team. We're one unit. Just like the Bible said, we come together, you become one. And that's what mm-hmm. we are blessed. We try to be blessed to others as others are blessings to us, you know, and we appreciate what we're doing. It is a business. But being that it's our second source of income, we can do it at our leisure. You know what I mean? If we don't have a show this month, it could be fine. But I like seeing her out front. I mean, that's one of the proudest moments I get when I can put my chest out, you know, and watch everybody just be in amazement of my wife's vocals.
It is amazing. I want to say this on a very, very serious note. I have what we call the rotation, and I play. And I have a list that we play. And Songbird, Howard, your music is on that list. And it plays daily.
Oh, man.
It plays daily on this network. Okay? And I want you to do me a favor. Tell all of your friends. And I think you, Howard, and Lady Songbird, you have the credentials on how to listen in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I want you to do something. Now, the Apple app has changed. They changed this, and I'm tired of dealing with them, but it might be a blessing in disguise. The Apple app was Studio.w.
Apple app Studio.w.
Lady, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Please forgive me.
Okay.
But it changed.
Okay.
And it changed it to the name of my corporation. And so now you go to the Apple App Store and you download William Worldwide.
Apple App Store, William Worldwide.
Worldwide is one word. William Worldwide.
Worldwide is one word.
It comes up studio.w.
Studio.w.
Yep, it does. And Apple, and you know what? That might be a blessing in disguise. I'm going to tell you why. Because I don't talk a lot, Mike, and you know this about my website.
Oh yeah.
I mean, about my corporation. Because the corporation incorporates, there's two umbrellas. We have two LLCs under that.
Oh, wow.
It's Studio W Global Radio. So you guys are being heard around the globe. Okay. All right.
Hey, wonderful.
Yeah. And so, another great thing about this is that the audio and video, and Kevin is brilliant. My engineer, he's brilliant. He's figured out how to take this live stream here and put it on the, in the archives. Okay. In the archives. So you can see the audio and video now. Before it was just the audio mic. So now you can go back and listen to this broadcast. Again, if you missed it, missed part of it, you want to share with a friend, okay, you can go to the website, and I'm appealing to our audience right now. Please subscribe, okay, and leave a comment. Let us know how you feel about this artist, because Howard, Lady Songbird, you guys got to come back.
Oh, man, we would love to.
You've got to come back.
I have a tribute album coming out.
What?
Yes, I have a tribute album coming out during the summertime this year, and I'm halfway completed with it. And I've already recorded. I'm doing a tribute to the number ones. I have got with some amazing musicians, Mike and Tev. I call them my Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They come out of they are also musicians for Sir Charles Jones, but they are, they come into the studio. So all of the recordings that I do, like Lover's Groove, that's all live instrumentation.
Wow. In
the studio. And that's the type of artist I am when it comes to recording. Everything is live instrumentation. And, the actual, the tribute album, it's coming out.
I can't give it away.
We love suspense. Love suspense. Hey, Howard.
Yes, sir.
You're pretty damn smart, dude.
No, I can't give it away.
Hey, that's okay. The anticipation of it all. That's all right. That's all right. Alexander said, that's, maybe you can, hey Howard, perhaps you can tell me, or Mike, you can tell me, 432 hertz tuning. What does that mean? 430, hey Howard, I mean, Alexander, explain.
That's a frequency.
Yeah, I know it's a frequency.
433 is like a phone frequency, so I'm not.
Oh, I get it now.
Okay.
Alexander, correct me if I'm right. That means that the hair register is so high, it reaches that frequency. I believe that. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong about that.
Somebody. Well, the human hearing goes from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. That's the frequency range that human beings can generally hear. 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where the 400 comes in. Right?
That's right. Okay. Alexander just texted me. A comment here. The 432 reference is to music, which gives you the feeling of happiness when you listen to certain mixes.
Wow.
And doesn't that tie into what Howard was saying earlier about the type of music that you guys do? That stuff to give you happy.
Yes.
Releases those endorphins in your brain.
Yeah.
That is so true. Wow.
Thanks, Alexander.
Alexander, hey, brother, anytime, we appreciate your comments. That is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Hey, be right back after this. Mad Mike Wild World Coast to Coast. Train wreck! Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Alexander.
Oh, man. I thought there was Tina Turner at first. I did. Oh my. Come on, girl. The baddest Lady Songbird. Tinda. Man, look. Woo! Come on. Oh my. Okay. All right. I have a question for you guys. How many times do I need to do this? Okay. How many times do I need to drop the mic on you guys? How many
Well, I thought you were doing another sound check.
No. I cannot. With all this greatness going on, I hope, everybody can hear what I'm hearing. When I do a sound check, I want to hear, I go to an outside, maybe a phone or whatever it is, and I turn on the app because I want to make sure that the sound is correct, and things like that. Alexander just made, guys, check this out. See, this is good information, and Mike and I, we talk about this often on a very, very serious note. The cause and effect of music, because generally on this show we play different genres of music, from classical to jazz to blues, Motown, including the Temptations or whatever it is, Smokey Robinson,
Western, country, big band, classical,
and that's the whole idea, because we want to extend our musical horizons, but more importantly, our audiences, right?
That's right.
If you think about it, a lot of music mixes together. So, for instance, you have your Southern Soul.
Yes.
And that is a combination of what? Blues, jazz, gospel.
R&B.
Come on, talk to me now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And what I found so incredible about you guys is that you realize the importance of not only your feeling, but connecting with the audience. And I think you do that because you connected with me and what we're doing here. You connected with our listening audience because I'm getting so many text messages right now. Oh, and Brady, I don't know if you guys remember this cat or not. We had him on last night, okay, on our show. You guys remember Brady? Well,
yeah,
guess
well,
what?
I listened to last night's show, yeah.
Okay.
Cultural excellence.
Cultural excellence. Mm-hmm. And he's commenting, he sent me texts. Okay, hold on. Oh, let's go back. I'm going to read this. He's also an amazing, amazing, amazing artist. And this is what he just texted me. He said, awesome. I'll be tuning in because I told him about you, Lady Songbird. And he said, and then he texted me after the show started. I love her voice.
Thank you.
He says, it's both unique and controlled.
Thank you.
Hey, let that resonate for a minute.
Okay.
Let it resonate. Howard.
I'm resonating.
Okay, all right. I wasn't talking to you or Mike. I'm talking to Lady Songbird and I'm talking to our global audience, okay? No, I really want you to think about that. Control. I recall
you should learn some.
I recall on our first meeting, okay, I asked you, were you vocally trained or classically trained? Because I could hear something in your voice that tell me, I don't see anything else this lady needs to do to perfect her voice. It's already there. But the world needs to hear more of you. And that's what Mad Mike and I are all about. You guys already know our Monday night show. Okay, Monday Night Madness, with, yours truly and the Waymaker. That's what we're all about. Mm-hmm. Cultural excellence.
Yes.
That's what we want to let more of the world and expand not only our horizon, but yours, and also get that impeccable talent out. Mike, you and I talk about this often because we like to showcase up and coming artists. Really great artists that aren't on the mainstream radio shows or whatever it is, right? They play the same 12 songs.
I'm sorry, William. I'm sorry, I got to interrupt. It's not necessarily up and coming artists. It's artists that don't get regular airplay, even though they've been doing this for probably decades.
Right.
In Jenna's and Howard's place. I mean, it's not just up and coming. It's people that just don't, because they're not
mainstream.
Yeah. And they don't get the play they deserve. And I mean, this, Jenna, your voice is spotless. I mean, it's just spot on. I have not heard a bad note in anything tonight where you were off key or you were right there. And again, looking at your octave range and your ability to jump all of those flawlessly and slide to those different octaves. Just is amazing. So, and why you don't get to play? No.
It's a whole different business move. These cats are all about the dollar bills, and they'll take the easy. But guess what? They take the path of least resistance. They get a few, and it's all about those algorithms. They get a few artists. And they stick with the mainstream artists a lot because guess what? The mainstream artists are making millions and millions and millions of dollars, whatever it is. And man, look, that's why we are different.
And we
want to showcase, go on, Jenda.
Jenda, put your hand up.
And the thing about it is as an artist coming out, even the new artists that's coming out, you know, I'm old school artist, but I'm still have the capacity to fit in that genre.
Right.
But a lot of times the newer artists that are signed, the newer artists that you hear on the radio that's out, they had success because of TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, they might not be the best singer, but their followers are a couple million.
Okay. I know you're right.
You're spot on, Jenda.
Let me say one thing. It's okay. I mean, it's two ways to, it's several ways to success. Overnight sometime, but we're in the long game. We want to make music that transcends time. We want to be around in another decade. Mm-hmm. You know, you make this music that's trending right now and next year or 2 years later, nobody wants to hear. If you make that good music, each decade will pick it up. Because we just talked about the Temptations. We talked about the Four Tops. You know, we're still listening to that music 50 years later. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
The music that we're trying. We're in for the long game.
Absolutely.
We're in for the long haul.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm going to take a quick music break now because this gentleman came on last night. Guys, hang around because I still have two more songs by.
You got a new song?
Did you get the new song?
Yep, I've got it. I have it.
You got Dear Santa too?
Sir?
Did you get Dear Santa? I sent it to email.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Sir, thank you, sir.
Oh, well, thank you for that, sir.
You see where you sit. I'm feeling you, Howard.
Oh!
You know a songwriter.
This is Brady, and he's listening to you guys.
Awakened.
He loves your voice.
To simply think of the one
that last night, you
pick up a pencil and a piece of
paper. I played it last night.
Just sit down.
Yes, I did. It's called Thoughts.
I found myself in that situation, so I wrote a song just for you. This is what I wrote. Mine is yours.
that voice. And needing me to get there right away. If I had to walk every last mile, these are the thoughts of a man who's in love.
Just the thoughts of a man who's in love. It's just you and me. love you and you love me. I know God sent it from above.
That was Brady Smart.
I love his voice.
Smooth.
Man. Go ahead.
I was like, whoa. Amazing. He sounds like Rance Allen to me. He's amazing.
You know, I love what you just did. I love what you just did right there. Impromptu, off the cuff. Mike, man. I'm having a great time with these two.
We always have a good time here on Coast.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, this is extra special. This is extra special. And then we got Howard over here. You and Howard together. Okay.
Don't say my name like that. You better put a little enthusiasm in my name. Don't just, we got Howard.
Mr.
Howard over here.
Okay. Mr. Howard Harris.
They call me Mr. Songbird.
They don't call you that.
Yes, they do.
Agenda. Okay. Oh, they do? They call, I apologize.
You want to know why?
Yes, share with us, please.
Okay. Oh, you get a line, I get a pole, honey. You get a line, I get a pole, babe.
I've got a question. I've got a musical question for Jenda and Howard both. So this is something I rarely do here on Coast to Coast. I'm actually going to be serious for a second here.
Oh, Lord.
William?
Okay. All right. Fine.
Go find a corner and stand in.
No, cheers. Okay.
So, well, cheers back at you. I want to know, because obviously you guys play in front of audiences. You get your energy from your audiences. And I want to know your realistic opinion on what music does to, to unify people. And let me give an example of what I'm looking for from you. And just please be brutally honest with me. You know, when 9/11 happened, everyone in America dropped everything else and they were just Americans. They had pride in our country, and it unified us. Even though it was a horrific, horrific thing that happened to us, everybody locked arms, and we were Americans. What do you see with music regarding unifying people in that they enjoy the music regardless of where it comes from, who's singing it? I'd like to hear your opinion on that, both of you. I know, it's heavy.
I'm hoping for the best when it comes to the future of music and us sustaining real singing and real music that makes a difference with society and the world, because at the direction that I feel it's going, I think we need to revert back to real lyrics. Real things that substance in music, I think it lacks with the new music that's out from the newer, younger generation. I think we need to tap back into the soul of music and also the content of the music that is brought out. Nowadays, you don't even have to go into a studio to create music. Everything is digitally altered, vocals, all these different effects on the vocal. What happened to the rawness? What happened to the hunger that an artist had when they first got that, before they got that record deal? What happened to that? Somewhere along the way, I think it was lost. Me, I feel like I'm the type of artist that aspire to bring unity back. Mm-hmm. And it's not all lost. My feel as an artist, it's my duty to create music that relates with every walk and with everyone, that transcends the test of time and brings everybody together. So
wow.
That's what I do.
I love it.
Wow.
My take on it, it's dead. To me, I think we're in a dead period. We don't have people collaborating, you know, on a big scale anymore. We don't have that feel good song. Even what's his name, Bobby McFerrin. Even he made one. Don't worry, be happy. You know what I mean? We don't have those type of songs right now. So it's missing. It's missing that key element. Also, when we go to shows, you know, there's a lot of chatter be going on. You know, when people be singing, but when Jinder sings, it's quiet. And at that one particular moment, that's when we all focusing on one accord. That's when we finally come together for that brief moment of that night. We're all sharing the same passion. We're all looking at the same goal. So I think it's just the music, man. And I'm not killing any genre.
Nice.
Somebody has to make music to bring us back together.
Music is definitely, wow. Back on what my husband says, you can stop. You can have an argument with someone and you can kill them easily, immediately. If you were to just start singing something softly, it can change, it can revert that anger into absolute love.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I were just to bust out, loving you is easy cause you're beautiful.
Maybe.
And making love to you is all I want to do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving
goosebumps. I got goosebumps.
Good Lord.
Holy
Can you believe she just did this to the world, ladies and gentlemen? Oh my God. I saw Mike just had all kind of.
I got goosebumps. You can't see. I got goosebumps.
Woo! And you know what? I think I kind of stood up in my chair a little bit. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen.
What a talent.
Lady Jinder. Wow. Alexander. Wow. That's some proper singing. Before that, it was something that you said, Lady Jinder, in our dialogue. And Mike asked a question about music. And I don't mean to paraphrase, but I guess I am, Mike. Music that can bring us back together. And Howard, you mentioned, we talked about earlier about the song that was made, We Are the World. And you told me about going back and listen and look at what went into the makings of that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, I really and truly believe that music is the one instrument or major instrument that can get us back to a way of civility. Because right now, I stop in the mornings. I used to turn on CNN, MSNBC, and I found myself getting depressed to the point I said, I cannot tax my brain, my mind to this. I can't do it. Okay? I can contribute when it's necessary, when it comes to voting or whatever it is, but I cannot subject myself to this every morning because it's always bad.
And always about separating.
Yes.
And by the way, I love both your answers.
I do too.
And I think they're very honest. And that's one of the things, what William and I and a panel do this, a show called The Boomerang on Sundays. It goes, you'll have to do the math, but it starts here at 3 on the West Coast and goes till 5. So it's a 2-hour show called The Boomerang, and it's about topics like what I just brought up here, the really nitty gritty, the ugly dirtiness of man's inhumanity to man. But I had to ask both of you as performers, what do you see when you're performing in front of your audiences? And do you see that your music actually, nobody cares who you are or what you came from. They just appreciate you for your artistry. And I really loved your answer. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much, both of you. And William, I'm going to do some producing here in just a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to knock you out of your chair here, but go ahead with your thoughts, but I'm going to take over in a minute.
Did you guys see the shooting today in Kansas City?
You mean yesterday?
Well, yesterday.
The parade? The
parade. Right.
Senseless, man.
Sad.
Yeah. Somebody voted up against somebody else because they didn't like what they said and said,
silly.
Come on, people. Wait a minute.
And let's go to a deeper issue. Why do you need to take a gun to a parade?
That makes no sense. So you already anticipating. You take a gun with you, anticipating something's going. This is supposed to be a joyous situation. The city is celebrating the Super Bowl. Why would I need a weapon on me?
Really?
In my mind, because
you got hate in your soul. You got hate in your heart.
Yeah. And like you said, Howard, you anticipating something jumping off, or maybe you planned something. Okay, you knew that somebody's gonna be there that you didn't like, but guess what? And tell you these guys are untrained. I think a 5-year old got hit. Someone died.
A lady officer got killed.
Yes, exactly.
One of the lady officers was killed.
One got killed. 22 people got injured, and all the people at the hospital now except 3 people.
Right.
Three kids are still in the hospital.
Isn't that something? 3 children.
Yeah. 3 children. Yep. So it's
Mike, bad. And you know, Lady Songbird and Howard. These are things that Mike and I talk about on our Boomerang Radio show. And
when we're on the telephone together, we talk about this stuff. We talk about, again, man is inhumanity to man, and everybody's trying to stand on somebody else's neck. Why?
It makes no sense at all.
Life. Go.
It makes no sense at all. So I guess what, Mike?
This is what we're gonna do. I didn't mean to do that.
No. I'm glad you did.
Appreciate your guys' input.
No.
This is special for me.
I'm glad you did, because I want to invite this couple on any platform I can fit them in.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Okay. I'm serious. And Mike, you see how I do this? I don't only push buttons, brother. Okay. I didn't ask for an answer. Okay. Mike and I do a very, very, most of the time, very serious show. And how, when you brought up about Kansas City, it touched something, because Mike and I, we are part of a panel on a show that I take near and dear to me, and it's called The Boomerang.
Rightfully so.
And that's right. He said rightfully so. You know what a boomerang does? You throw it. And it comes back. So whatever you put out there, okay.
If you put out evil, it comes back to you.
If you put
out good, it comes back to you. And William and I, we talk about good versus evil all the time, because I don't like to separate people into any kind of category other than just those two categories. Are you good or evil? That's it.
That's it.
I don't care about the rest of it. The rest doesn't matter. And if the world would look at it, at itself, and people look at who we are and just divide it into good and evil, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that, because I can fight evil and I can embrace good.
Mm-hmm. As simple as that. Yeah. And so, Mike, we have had, and Lady Songbird and Howard, we have had shows on, now we talk about the most serious topics. And I just came up with an idea.
William, you got to excuse me for a second here. I got to take my act right bill. See these?
Act right bill. Well, you go ahead and take them.
So make sure you tell Dr. Sims that I, on regular.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Okay. I take my prescription of act right bills.
Well, you know, Dr. Sims also, told me that I needed some, but I'm not taking them. Okay. I'm not, because I do not want to act right. Simple as that. It's just simple as that.
Yeah, we noticed.
Yeah, you can notice whatever you want, Mike.
We noticed.
Excuse me, Lady Jinder and Howard. I have to, Alexander want to know.
I feel better already. I just took my act right pills and I feel better already.
Yeah, well, Alexander wants to know, act right pills, do they work? And you, you know, about you? No, they don't work. they're not working. I'm not taking it. I'm not, look, Mike, pardon me, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, please excuse my co-host. All right. Excuse me. Hey, Howard.
We're acting right.
So let's get back. I would like to personally invite you and the latest songbird Jinder on the boomerang, because there was one Sunday not too far back that we had a serious conversation going on about some dumb stuff that's going on here, some stupid stuff that's going on around the nation, and all other kind of crazy stuff, right? And two of our hosts, a co-host, they weren't able to show up. And then I thought it was most of the panel except for me and Mike. So Mike and I decided to switch it all up at the last minute and start talking about the cause and effect of music. And then we were joined by another one of our co-hosts, and that was Dr. Demery. And we talked about music, the psychological effect that music has on the brain.
Good and bad.
On the soul. And I think, Lady Songbird, I'm going to ask you first, and I'm going to go to Howard. In your opinion, and I always say that music is the most brilliant and genius way of telling a story. You can do it in 3-4 minutes. Mm-hmm. Where somebody took half their life to write a book. Think about this. You can tell a story. I want your impact on that or your statement about that. And then I want to go to Howard.
I could tell a story.
Let me start because she's pondering right now. My story will be a tell-all about how she and I met, you know.
Come on, brother.
The courting phase, the marriage, the business, raising of our children, because together we have 9 children.
What? Good Lord. I see how you need to make a lot of money.
Whoa.
Good Lord.
My thing is...
9?
And we've been talking a lot about doing like just having a couple talk. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times me as a man, as an alpha male, it's hard for me to express my feelings outside of the home. And not saying that she doesn't know what I'm going through, but for me, I need another male perspective on certain things. You know what I mean? But he has to be a strong alpha male as well. I can't go to one of my partners that want to giggle and laugh all the time because I can't take it serious. So I think you guys are touching on some real serious issues. And once we can come together, I guess in a platform where it's safe to be vulnerable. You know what I mean? It's okay. You can sit down and ask it the hard question. Well, listen, I think that's another platform that'd be great to open up.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
You guys are perfect for Boomer.
Jinder,
you have wonderful perspective.
Man, I'm loving this. Jinder, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to piggyback again off of what my husband said. We as a married couple, we are around most of our friends that we're around are other married couples.
Uh-huh.
And also we started a couples retreat, Travel Couples for Life retreat this year. Wow. Whereas we have 4 couples and we go to, the whole weekend, and we spend it all together. We'll go out to dinner. We'll go out dancing. We'll have a good time.
Oh, wow.
Me, all of us stay in the house together, and the next couple picks out of whoever gets the destination for the next couple's retreat, which is every year. They pick a name out the bat, out the hat, and we all do it.
Okay.
So when I decided to do it this year, all of my, because I have a lot of friends that are in the music industry. I had Karen Wolf reach out to me, Zelda Thomas, and they wanted to be a part of it, but they didn't know about it until last minute. So they want to come next year.
Okay.
So within like my blues artist that's married, they want to be, you know, it's going to be a big thing.
And okay. I think
it has the potential to grow. And I just say all that to say, if I were to write a story about, or a song about, me and my husband's life, it'll definitely be the verse of my new song, Always on My Mind.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one he just sent me? Is that the one he just sent?
Yes. Always
on My Mind. We're going to do that.
Okay.
Now.
I like when you transition to that. I like that.
Yeah. Yes. Question.
Nicely done.
Question. Okay. When is this retreat planned?
You're not invited, William.
No, Mike.
You're not invited.
I am talking to Lady Songbird. Mike, the question,
you're not a couple.
You know what? You sound like a Republican. You sound like, okay.
I'm an independent.
Hey, look here. Hey, MTG. You sound like MTG. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene. In case you guys didn't know. Anyway, get back to, this is for Lady Songbird.
We can't do politics here. That's really
Yeah, it was a dig. In case, okay. Lady Song.
We're trying to plan it in the summertime because some of the couples have children.
Okay.
So we want to be where everybody can get away and don't have to worry about anything at home. Because what we do, we try to take the outside influences away from them so we can just come together and concentrate.
Okay.
Not only do we have fun, but we also have business. We have business plots. You know, we're talking about opening restaurants, or we're talking about whatever venture you want to talk about at that time. Because we have amongst us, we have some investors coming to put our money together.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, there's always a reason why I ask a question. Like you, sir. I'm a businessman. So. We want to know, while you're on your retreat, is there any way we can go live on The Buzz? Okay? Promoting, producing, and doing what you do. The question is on the table.
Absolutely. Jenda went live when it was there. Quick question. We went to a...
No, hold it. No, stop the present. You didn't answer my question, sir. No, you didn't.
I said yes because Jenda went live last time. So it won't be intrusive, but we went to a house that was
historic house. Go ahead.
You guys won't let me talk from that. I'm done.
The Airbnb that we got was a historic monastery that we stayed at. And it was absolutely beautiful. And it was right on the gorgeous side. I mean, it was in San Antonio, and it was absolutely amazing.
I need to wipe my glasses.
It was absolutely amazing. So, yeah, I'm sorry, baby.
Okay, you can get along. Yeah, interrupt us.
She's on the right side. She's on the right side. She's hanging out with WB. And you and Mike, you guys can hang together.
Mike. They wanted to talk, Mike. I don't get it. Just
see, here's what William does. He does what I call the goat roping theory. He goat ropes people into like doing the shows and doing music. And we were friends from probably, 11, 12 years ago now?
Yeah.
If I look at it.
Yeah.
And we had business dealings.
Greatest experience of your life.
And then he found out I did music and karaoke and stuff. So he's like, well, I got this radio program. And then he found out that I used to do like safety talks and stuff, refused to be victim talks and safety and all that. So he brought me in. I did a couple of programs with him. And then he started nipping away. He's like, you know, like a little chihuahua nipping at your ankles. And what he does, he just wears you down and he goat ropes you into doing all these shows. So now we've done the Coast to Coast show now for over a year.
That's right.
Because he goat roped me into doing just music. I'm talking here. So he goat ropes me in. And he's doing the same damn thing you lovely couple.
You
he's
damn right.
He's roping you into what we're doing. And it's like getting jumped into a gang. Once you're in, you can't get out.
It's working, right? Okay.
No, it's not.
Hell yeah. Hey, Howard, I'm talking to the lady Songbird. See, I'm... You know,
see how he segues? See how he does that?
I'm gonna say that. Move your mouth. Look. No, I'm not. You see that? You see what she said it?
Couldn't do it.
That's my answer.
Now
you got that? My dilemma.
Yes, right. Hey, Mike. That's right. I push buttons.
I'll tell you how low my pain is.
Love lead me, I will follow. Let's dance and sing show love like there's no tomorrow. I put all I have in all my trust. When the stress is of my cause, I'm your focus. Ooh. Understand it's coming straight.
It's amazing.